BBC News. A UN inquiry into the murder of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has called for action against Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, along with other senior figures in Saudi Arabia. A report by the special rapporteur says the prince is among high-ranking Saudi officials who should be investigated in connection with the murder and recommends imposing sanctions on his personal assets. Saudi Arabia has described the report's allegations as baseless. The Federal Reserve in the United States has signalled that it will cut interest rates soon in order to keep the economy growing. The central bank left rates unchanged on Wednesday, but acknowledged uncertainties in the economic outlook. Investors have been worried that the trade row with China could stall growth. The only Conservative Party candidate to rule out Britain leaving the European Union without a deal has been eliminated from the leadership race. Rory Stewart said he had told his fellow Conservative MPs truths they were not ready to hear. The former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson consolidated his lead, receiving the same number of votes as his three closest rivals put together. The Trump administration has announced new carbon emission rules for power plants. They significantly weaken standards enacted by Barack Obama. A court in Kenya has found three men guilty of involvement in the militant raid on Garissa University 4 years ago, in which almost 150 people lost their lives. The court found the men guilty of belonging to the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. Scientists at Columbia University in New York say the rate at which Himalayan glaciers are melting appears to have doubled in recent years. Data from satellite images dating back to the 1970s suggested that ice was lost twice as quickly in the first 16 years of the millennium as in the 25 years before it. BBC News.